What'd you do, pee your pants?
Well, yes!
God.
Hello, everyone. Okay.
Good evening.
Hi.
Okay, cool. We're back.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Doopy Time. This is your host, DJ River, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio.
That's right.
Currently in the studio, I have a guest with me.
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Jack, and I also am an amateur radio DJ. I have a radio show called The Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, which I've sort of I've rebranded to The Rocky Mountain Late Night Delights in honor of our good friend Andres of Andres's Late Night Delights.
That's so nice of you. Really,
yeah.
Keeping the legacy alive.
Yeah, if I have a late night show in the future, it'll be continuing the Late Night Delights streak. I am also, similarly to River back in the day, the editor-in-chief of Melisma Magazine here at Tufts. Yeah.
That is our connection.
Yeah. And we're both from Ohio.
This is true. We are both from Ohio, albeit
yeah.
different parts. I'm from the Columbus area, central Ohio, and you're from
down south, Cincinnati
down
area.
South.
Yeah. pretty nice. Pretty good stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Should we talk about what we're playing tonight?
Why don't we?
So I guess the theme is more,
it's more of a vibe.
It's more of a vibe,
yeah.
For sure. We both, I guess, work closing shifts,
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to create like a, like, sort of like a post closing shift,
yeah,
like coming home
the
from
trip
work,
home. Yeah,
sort of vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Since it is 12 o'clock midnight on a Tuesday now night.
Yeah, it's a little nocturnal. We have a kind of range from upbeat stuff to some moodier stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So delicious.
All right. The first song is starting if we want to fade
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. This is Driving by Everything But the Girl. The Masters at Work Racing Mix.
Mm-hmm.
It's a favorite of mine this year.
Yeah.
All right.
Talk Keep to it you locked. A bit.
Oh,
Come on, it's party time. Yeah. All I wanna do is just dance. All I wanna do is just dance. All I wanna do is just dance, dance.
Hello.
Hi. For some reason, these headphones don't want to seem to work for me for some reason. So I'm having to use the headphones opposite me, and we're just going to have to make that work.
Yep.
Yeah, we just got done listening to Midnight Lounge by Jody Watley, which is
very lovely.
Yes, I have been listening to a lot of her this year, specifically this album, and I think it's the album before this that are really good, like down-tempo albums, when she was in her down-tempo phase. Yeah, the album's from 2003. Before that, you're listening to Miss Me by Cube and Sphere, which I was having a lot of trouble pronouncing off-air. But apparently this song is just like it's a chopped remix of another song by
one of the members of Cuban Sphere.
One of the members of Cuban Sphere.
But I think that's awesome.
Yes. It's
love
very
it.
Chopped.
Yeah. Well, before that we had Mr. Fingers, Can You Feel It? In a little classic for you.
Talkative Creature left the chat.
Aww.
Talkative Creature, if you're still listening,
thanks for popping into DJ chat.
Yeah. We would love to.
God.
Yeah. We would love to hear from you again.
Yeah.
We might even have information pertaining to adding music on Rivendell.
Maybe.
If only you would come join us again.
I won't make any promises. But yeah.
To Mr. Fingers.
Yeah. A little. I was reading the Wikipedia page for that song while listening to it, and it does have a nice, like, in-depth Wikipedia page, which not a lot of songs do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's an ambient deep house classic. Really love that song, and it's been on my rotation lately.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, you can say
heck
that.
Heck yeah.
You can say that. That one's valid, just so you know.
Okay, good. Yeah. Before that, you were listening to Kirikuni by Crystal K, which is unfortunately not available on streaming services. I had to play that from my local files on Spotify, because I am a real
downloader.
I love downloading things. Can't get enough of that sweet, sweet feeling. Wave file.
Yeah. Those waveforms. Yeah. And then before that, we had I Told You by Jay Caesar, a little gem for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Say I Didn't Put Y'all On. Love that song very much. Jay Caesar's sort of an up-and-comer in the kind of British alternative scene. I think that once he drops a few more things, maybe, I think he'll break out and really, like, hit levels of success and like probably get signed to like Vegan's label or something.
I didn't mean to click that one. Sorry.
All good. It's a little scary for up and coming British R&B singers to get signed to Vegan's label because then their songs all sound the same.
Ooh.
shout out George Riley though. Still rock with her and John Glacier for that matter. And I'd still rock with Jay Caesar if that happened too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just spewing.
We here at Doopy Time want nothing but the best for Jay Caesar, especially after hearing that song.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite songs that I've discovered in my life. Yeah. Yeah, I said it.
God.
I love that tune though. Yeah. Yeah, shall I read this PSA?
I think
perhaps?
We shall read the PSA.
Yeah.
I will put, I will add appropriate sound effects when
all
necessary.
Right. Let's just think about some numbers to think about. Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Those are some numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Keep it real. Don't use Bitcoin. And use real money instead. Yeah. This message brought to you by Doopy Time.
Friendly folks here at Doopy Time. What'd you do? Pee your pants?
Sure.
That's piss.
We are live tonight.
We never said that we were this show's for little babies.
It's for the lovers and dreamers.
For the lovers and the dreamers.
And me.
For the gay women and the gay man.
Yeah. And everyone else in between, honestly.
Yeah.
To the talkative warriors or whatever.
Mm-hmm. We salute you, talkative warriors.
Yes, all around the world.
We would also... talkative creatures.
Talkative creatures. We salute all talkative creatures around the globe, worldwide. Up, down, left, right, middle, side.
This program is brought to you by Talkative Creature. So,
shout
Talkative
out.
Creature, thank you
Thanks
for...
Thanks for bringing this program to everyone. Yeah.
So delicious.
Would you like to click some? I feel like I've been
having
a lot of
fun. Yeah, I'd love to click some. Let me... Yeah, we're listening to some Aphex Twin. This is Pulse Width from Selected Ambient Works 85 through 92. An electronic classic album. And... I don't know. I don't have too much else to say. I love this album. I love Aphex Twin.
Can't get enough of it.
Can't get enough of it. Yeah.
Sorry,
I'm just clicking buttons a little bit.
Yes, you should. It's so fun to play with.
It really is.
I really haven't listened to a lot of Aphex Twin.
He's, like,
I feel like
yeah.
I would really like him, considering I have a lot of... I have, like, a background music playlist that's, like, maybe, like, 24 hours long.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've just been a big instrumental music fan, especially when, like, doing... work, because that's to me is the I can't do music with like English
because
it distracts me too much.
I think a lot of Aphex stuff is a little intense, but the first two records, both the Selected Ambient Works albums, are super like non-obtrusive, good chill out, like this kind of borders on like down tempo house stuff to me, which I think is pretty lit. And yeah, the In Selected Ambient Works Volume 2 is just purely ambient, and it's about as good a like starter album for ambient music I think as it gets. It's like super long, but I don't know, when I was younger listening to a lot of this stuff, really like I don't know, it brought new horizons to my life and recontextualized a lot of the electronic stuff I've ever heard.
I often think about how much my life would change if I had started from going through the Indie Heads Essentials chart in chronological order rather than reverse chronological order. Because I started with a lot of like 2000s indie.
Yeah, yeah.
And never really got my way back through that 90s.
Yeah, 90s
stuff. I mean, I got halfway through the 90s indie canon according to r/indieheads.
Yeah.
But then kind of
petered it's
out.
Yeah. And when it's online communities like that are all like from young people, like for and by them, I feel like the... like 90s canons are not quite as fleshed out.
Yeah.
And like,
well, it was a Reddit forum. I don't know how many youngins are
I imagine they weren't really old like 90s like indie heads. Like they're I imagine 2000s indie heads,
more millennial.
Sort of like, yeah, yeah. They weren't like around like listening to like Pavement when they were in college or whatever, you know? I don't know, it's interesting. Should we introduce our
next song
and then let the folks listen to it?
Yes.
All right.
This is Butterflies.
Yes, by Andy Stott. Love Andy Stott.
All right. We'll talk to you guys in a bit.
Yep.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Hello.
Well, yes!
Hi.
What's up?
You just got done listening to Candles.
Yeah, by V/Z.
Valentina Magaletti and Zongamin.
Yeah, we were learning about them earlier.
Zendaya is Valentina.
Yeah.
Zach Sang is Zongamin.
Yeah.
Who else is in that movie? I just know Zendaya is Michi.
Zendaya is Michi, after all.
Yeah.
That's about all
I remember. We should never forget this.
Yeah, I never do, really.
Wait, what's the right... hold on.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Before that, you're listening to New York 93.
Yep.
The single version by Yeji.
Yeah.
Which was actually the first Yeji song I ever heard. Couldn't tell you when. I think it...
Long ago.
Long time ago.
Many years ago, 2017.
So delicious.
Y'all remember that great, great year? I remember what I was doing that
year. Who else remembers 2016 and 2017?
Yeah. Certainly not people who have anything to forget.
Yeah. Before that we were listening to a little Night Funk, and I'm not just saying that because it's late.
And it's been funky.
Yeah, that was Can You Read Me?
Mm-hmm.
And Night Funk was a brief sort of EP and some singles collaboration between Dame Funk, the LA synth funk wizard, who has collaborated with all kinds of random people. He pops up everywhere.
Mm.
And Night Jewel, who is sort of an electronic-y alt R&B singer around that time. I haven't listened to her stuff quite as much, but it seems like it'd probably be up my alley, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then before that, we had
Andy Stott.
Andy Stott, Butterflies. Love Andy Stott.
Okay. I was thinking about this question off the air, so I could ask you on the air.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Andy Stott album cover?
Oh, it might be the one on Too Many Voices, the one with...
The Dancers?
Yeah, but I also think Passed Me By has a really incredible cover.
Is that...
It's the guy's face, but it's kind of, slashed up.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the more, intense Andy Stott albums. It's very much, gritty, evil stuff, which I kind of think is awesome and some of the best stuff he does. Mm-hmm. I also think, obviously the Faith in Strangers album cover is kind of iconic.
I'm surprised you haven't mentioned Luxury Problems. That's my favorite.
I like it, but I also I don't know. There's something about it that I kind of don't like. But
that
I love,
to me is one of the most intense album covers. There's so much.
It is very
There's a lot of potential energy just crackling.
And that is,
in that image,
for what it's worth, far and away my favorite Andy Stott album. I think that is honestly one of the best techno albums of the 2010s, and club albums in general. I just really, really love that record. There's a song on that, maybe
Gaze for Andy Stott. Say yes.
There's a track on there I think called Hatch the Plan, and it's 8 minutes long. And that's one of the most intense electronic songs I think I've ever heard. It's just so swirling.
Damn.
Yeah. Freaky little
thing. I need to re-listen to some Andy Stott. I think we both
do too,
need
to. I think we all need to.
I think we all need to.
Need to listen to a little
we'd
more
all,
Andy
we'd all
Stott.
Learn a lot.
We'd all learn we'd a all, lot.
Yeah.
We all have lots to learn anyway.
Mm-hmm. But we are ending, unfortunately,
The time has come.
Yeah, we are now in